please state your name.
Brian New.
Okay, and Mr. New, what do you do?
I am a chorus teacher and an IB music teacher at
Where?
Roy Anderson High School.
Okay. My question to you today is, I'm doing a story on Luca, the boy who was pepper sprayed and brutally beaten by officer, forgot his name. We'll edit that part out. So I wanted to ask you, even though you're not white and you're not black, I still want to get your perspective on the story, on what you think and how you think the black community is being mistreated, and like how you think there should be a stop to it.
Well, I guess first thing, since you did mention that, you know, I'm not black or white, I'm Asian, figured I'd let you guys have that on record. I think that it's really tricky on both sides, because on one hand, I do strongly feel that, you know, police brutality is an issue. But on the other hand, it's tricky because my grandfather was also a cop his entire career, and he used to come home with bruises, broken bones, like all the time, and it's because, you know, bad people that he was dealing with in his work hurt him. And so I kind of understand both sides, where police sometimes are afraid to jump into a situation, or they kind of assume the worst because, you know, their lives are at stake when they're first responders. But on the other hand, I do strongly think that, you know, there's a lot of times where things kind of go wrong and they go too far. That is for sure.
My only thing is, why only attack black people? There's white people out there who are more dangerous than we are, but because we are black, we're scarier.
I don't know. I can't really speak to that. All I can really kind of say is that I think that part of the issue is just how it's a deep-rooted sort of... There's a deep-rooted issue between the white and the black community, just because of slavery and stemming from all the years of the history, and just sort of, they butted heads. The two communities butted heads. And so I think that developing that trust between, like you're saying, how you feel like maybe... white officers aren't as trustful as black people, and they're more prone to suspecting that a black person might be trying to do something. I think that that might just have to do with the communities need time to heal.
Okay, thank you, Mr. New.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't really answer that question. I don't really know how to do it.